How y'all feeling? Welcome to the Teen Food Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. Today's show is called The Money Test. Yes, indeed, April is Financial Literacy Month. So we're going to be talking about life skills. We're going to be talking about finances. And we're going to be talking about your community. We're going to get into it today. Talking about wealth. Health is wealth. So let's make sure we getting outside, getting some cardio in. It is the springtime. It's about to start getting warm. But please, please, please. Dress accordingly, because you still can't get sick, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Teen Food Podcast Show. How y'all feeling? Let's go. Rest in peace, Biggie. We're going to talk about money today. The money test. So the crew, they're off today. I am mobile recording today. In about a week or so, they're going to be on spring break. But this entire month of April, we're going to be talking about money. You know, we're going to talk about your community. We're going to talk about your life decisions when it comes to your money. And we're going to talk about wealth, of course, as I stated, right? So we want to make sure that we being real diligent and real disciplined in our decision making when it comes to our money. I'm going to be holding it down for the crew today because, like I said, they off and they pretty soon they're going to be on spring break. But they still will be tapping in with your girl. For the remainder of this month, they're going to be tapping in with me, so they'll be back. I'm just holding it down for them right now. So like I said in the beginning, today's show is entitled The Money Test. Do you give your money an assignment, or do you sometimes allow your money to tell you what to do? Now, I'm going to say both, because a lot of time, I like to think of myself as being very prepared in my finances to know what I'm going to spend my money on, where my money is going, how much money to take out of my check every 2 weeks to put aside for personal reasons as well as professional reasons. So sometimes I do give my money an assignment. And based upon life experiences, sometimes my money do tell me what to do. But it tells me what to do in a very mature manner, because I'm not out here just spending money on anything just because I see it. I'm not buying things from the store just because I see it and it look nice. If I need it, then I'll buy it. If I like it and I actually have some money to spare to pay for it, then I go ahead and pay for it. But if I can wait till next time to purchase it, then I wait till next time to purchase it, right? So that's what we talk about, the money test, because I learned this from my pastor. Shout out to Pastor Mike of Faith City Central. He always say, every time money get in your hand, a test begin. Now the test happens when, because soon as somebody give you money or you earn money from working, you earn money from, you know, from doing a job from somebody. You might have a side hustle or whatever. But every time that money hits your hand or hits your pocket, you now have a responsibility to what you going to do with the money that you've been given. So, are you going to pass the test or are you going to fail the test? What I mean by when I say are you going to pass the test, I mean, are you going to do what you say you're going to do with the money that you have? Or are you just going to go out here and just splurge all your money? and then say you broke. Well, I guess you are broke if you just spent all your money on stuff that you shouldn't have been buying anyway. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, y'all. Y'all know how I get down. Y'all know we ain't sugarcoating nothing. We tell it like it is. Much love to the crew. Much love to Taj. Much love to JB. Much love to Zay. Much love to all the people who be tapping in with us on the Teen Crew Podcast Show. But you know, we got to keep it real on the show. We got to keep it 100 on the show. Now, the reason why I say that is because we know life going to happen, right? We know unexpected things going to come up that we may or may not have to, you know, have to pay for right then and there, or we didn't plan to pay for it. Let me say that, because a lot of times we know the stuff that we going to pay for when we get paid every 2 weeks or monthly. And then sometimes something might come up, you know, that we got to take care of right away. We may not have planned to take care of it, but sometimes things happen. But you got to be accountable to yourself, because you can't be accountable for other people if you're not even accountable to what you're doing. So it's like, for example, if you say, I'm going to take $50 out of my check for the next 3 weeks, and I want to save a total of $150. Now, you're going to watch your $50 grow into $150 if you do what you say you're going to do. If you take $50 out of your check for 3 weeks, that's going to allow your $50 to grow into $150. But if you save $50 1 week and then you don't save $50 the next week, or you spend the $50 that you're supposed to be saving, now you not doing what you said you was gonna do with your money. So how do you plan on seeing that $150 if you're supposed to be saving the $50 but you spending the $50? You see where I'm going with that? So it's like, sometimes I do give my money an assignment. And most times when you tell your money what to do and you stick to that, more than likely you gonna accomplish the goal that you set. Now, the goal don't gotta be high. The goal, you know, you ain't gotta set no real, you know, extreme goal. It could be something simple, because here's what I noticed. If you can't get the little stuff right, when the big stuff happens, you ain't going to be able to handle it, because you're not executing properly, right? So that's what we're talking about. We want to make sure that you are being responsible with your money. You are being, you prioritizing your needs from your wants. You're taking care of the things that you need to take care of first. Life necessities, life essentials, before you could think about all the stuff that you want. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with having nice things. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with being fly, you know, smelling good, looking good and stuff. But don't be spending all your money on looking good and you ain't even took care of your household. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of us be trying to spend $1,000 on going shopping, but you ain't even paid your rent. So you would rather go spend $1,000 on clothes instead of putting $1,000 inside the house where you sleep. Come on, man. Let's be smart. Let's be mature about our decision making, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what your girl Jazz is here to tell y'all today. Talking about the money test. April, as I said again, it's Financial Literacy Month. So this whole month of April, we're going to be talking about some things concerning your finances. So I just wanted to tap in with y'all. Like I said, much love to the crew. They off the day. So your girl, y'all holding it down. Now I know when the show come out, I'm going to ask y'all what y'all think about the show. You know, I might slide a clip on social media, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Just to get y'all feedback. But I know every time the team to get together, we gonna make sure y'all hear what we saying. We gonna give y'all our viewpoints, give y'all our thoughts, give y'all our perspectives, because ultimately that's what the show is about. It's about y'all hearing it from the minds of teens. That was my goal when I created the show. And you know, I got a heart for the teens. So I'm speaking to anybody from the ages of 18 to 40 right now. Because we all need help and need some assistance in our finances, right? But we got to make sure we doing what we say we're going to do. Because that's what the word say, right? The word say you have what you say. The word ain't say you got what your mom say, or you got what your father say, or your brother say, or your sister say. The word say you have what you say. So whatever comes out of your mouth, if it's followed up with action, if it's followed up with work, you have the ability to have it, to manifest it, right? So let's just make sure we doing what we say we're going to do. We keeping it 100 with ourselves first before we expect other people to keep 100, to keep it 100 with us, right? So I'm going to go to a real quick, you know, commercial break and all that, right? And guess what, y'all? All of the instrumentals that I'm playing today, they gonna have something to do with money. You wanna know why? Because we talking about the money test, man. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Y'all know how your girl get down. And we just having fun. You know what I'm saying? That's all we doing. That is all we doing. Responsible when we making decisions about our money. So we're gonna see you in a minute. Alright? Peace. Excited, man. I do this, y'all. I'm telling you. Now, we talk about the money test now. It says, if you had to save more money, what could you do without? Now, to all of my listeners out there, my lovely audience out there, I'm going to tell y'all something. If I had to save more money and I had to pick one item that I could live without, I'm going to say I could live without buying shoes. Because when I was younger, and my mom used to go shopping for my brothers and I, That's the number one thing that I would always tell my mom to buy me. Shoes. Nikes, Jordans, Adidas, New Balance, right? And I'm a tennis shoe person. I like to wear sneakers. I have small feet, which I enjoy because that means I don't have to pay a lot of money for my shoes. But that's something that I would have to be able to live without. Like, I used to probably buy a new pair of shoes probably two, three times a month. I would have a new pair of sneakers. Now, I probably buy a pair of shoes like once every 3-4 months because I have other responsibilities and priorities now where I don't have time to be buying 3 pairs of shoes in 1 month, right? And another thing too about that is I take care of my sneakers, right? I'm a tennis shoe person. I'm a shoe person. I get that from my mom because my mom is a shoe person. But I could go buy a pair of sneakers now, wear them like 2-3 times, put them in the closet, put them in the box, pull them out like 4 months later, and somebody might think that's a brand new shoe because I keep my shoes clean. I keep my shoe strings clean. You know, I keep the shoes looking nice and fresh, wash them as needed. I'm like, I didn't just buy these shoes. I pulled these out of the closet just for this occasion, but I keep my shoes looking nice. So I think that's, like, if I wanted to save more and more money, because I feel like on average, well, maybe back then, I could probably get like 2 pairs of shoes for $140. You know what I'm saying? But now shoes are a little pricey, even if you do got small feet. But the benefit, the advantage that you have when you got small feet is that you don't have to spend a lot of money on your shoes. And I like Jordans, I like Nikes, I like Adidas, I like Pumas, you know. But a shoe has to speak to me when I walk in the store. And I like to buy shoes that I don't see a lot of people wearing. If a whole lot of people got that one same shoe, I won't buy it. I like to be different, and I like for my shoes to have different designs. If the shoe and I can have a conversation when I walk in the store, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to buy it. But if the price is too high for that kind of shoe, I go find something else that I like and buy. I like to be different, and I like shoes with colors in them as well. So, yeah, that's how we roll it. To answer that question, I could live without buying 3 pairs of shoes a month. Because like I said before, I used to buy like 3 pairs of shoes, 3 pairs of new shoes in a month or 2 time span. Now, I probably buy like 1 pair of shoes every 2-3 months. Because I keep my shoes up. I keep them looking nice. And I got other financial obligations now. So I don't have time to be spending money on shoes. Because when you keep your appearance up, when you keep your stuff in good shape and good value, you don't have to worry about keep spending money. Because you know how to keep your property up, right? Now, we jumping into, how do you establish good credit? This is a good one right here, y'all. Welcome to the T-Crew Podcast Show. I'm about to be helping some people. This is how you establish good credit. You establish good credit by having an efficient and consistent payment history. When you are paying your bills, when you pay your bills on time, that is how you establish a good credit score. Because that is what the credit bureaus and the loan providers look at when you wanna go purchase a car, and when you want to go buy a house or you want to get a business loan, they like, okay, you want to take out $1,000 business loan? Let's put your personal information in so we can look up your payment history on the things that you paid in the past and the things that you paid for currently. Let's see how consistent you are with making these weekly payments or making these monthly payments for us to decide if we're going to give you this $1,000 loan. Because if they approve you for the loan, they going to give you the $1,000. But they want to know how long it's going to take you to pay them their money back. But if you have a consistent payment history with paying bills on time, then they ain't going to have no problem with loaning you the $1,000. Because they know it ain't going to take you a year or two to pay them back. Not saying that a year or two is too long of a time to pay somebody $1,000, because you never know people's financial situation. But if they see like, okay, yeah, she paid her phone bill on time every month. She paid her car note and her car insurance on time every month. He paid his rent on time every month. And all he asking for is $1,000. You think the credit bureau or the loan provider ain't going to approve that loan? They going to approve it because they see that you are a good steward over your finances. They see that you pay things when things are due. And that allows you to have a good credit score, which allows you to qualify for more things in the future. Credit, money is important, y'all, but credit is power, right? So that's what I wanna say to that. And I know when I play this show back, I know I'm gonna be helping somebody in that, helping some people, helping the audience, helping y'all, helping my people that be tuned into the Teen Crew Podcast show. Cause when you know how to establish your credit early, when you get older, you're going to be able to manage it better, manage it well, right? And you're going to get way more yeses than you are no's. So I'm going to jump back into the commercial, right? I'm going to go to another commercial break, come right back with this last topic. I'm going to give y'all my takeaways. And y'all know we doing the Teen Crew Podcast show, man. We gonna see y'all at the next one. This entire month is about wealth, generational wealth, life skills, things that go on in your community that's pertaining to how you make money or how you plan to make money to sustain in life. That's what we doing. All we doing is having fun and dropping knowledge and having fun, man. Shout out to the crew, man. They going to be in the joint with me next time. Y'all know how we get down. As I said in the beginning of the show, I'm mobile recording today. This how we doing it, man. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast show. Happy spring to everybody. Let's go. We're going to see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. Let's go! come back. Right about now. All right. Welcome back to the Teen Group Podcast Show. This is your favorite host, man. I'm having so much fun holding the show down solo dolo today. But y'all know, man, I keep the energy flowing. So the money test, man, are y'all passing or y'all failing this money test? Make sure y'all being disciplined in what you say you gonna do with that cash. Now, for the last topic, how important is it for y'all to pay y'all taxes? I'm gonna say that again for the people in the back. Listen, how important is it for y'all to pay y'all taxes? It is very important that you pay your taxes at the end of the year because you don't want to be in no trouble with the IRS. You don't want the IRS to contact you, to send you anything in the mail, you know, trying to audit you, trying to figure out where your money is coming from because you haven't reported your earnings or your expenses from your 9-to-5 job, or even your business. You know, if you own your own business as I do, you know, you want to be able to say what you made at the end of the year so that you could get some money back from what you have done throughout the year. It's better to be in a position where you are receiving money from the IRS. For real, the IRS need to be on you. You don't need to be on the IRS nothing. You know what I'm saying? If you got kids, you can claim your kids on your taxes. If you don't got kids, report your earnings and your expenses from your jobs. You know, if you self-employed, do that. Make sure you do it accurately too. You know, to the best of your knowledge, to the best of your ability, because you want to make sure that you, when you know you're doing tax write-offs to get, you know, for tax deduction and stuff. Sometimes the IRS might give you a credit, you know, when you have certain stuff like your car insurance, your car note, if you owning a house, paying a mortgage. You know, these type of things give you tax breaks. Because, you know, based on the tax bracket that you're in, it'll potentially tell you how much money you may or may not get back. You know what I'm saying? It's very important that you pay your taxes because the people that you paying your taxes to, they gotta pay taxes too. They gotta answer the people too. So as much as we say we might not like the government, or whatever, how it go financially, the IRS ain't trying to hear none of that. They want their bread. And you don't want to be in no kind of trouble with them. You don't want to be, if you do owe taxes, you don't want to be late on paying them, because now you're going to have to pay late fees and penalties and all that. And what they do is, they might not, you know, take all your money out your bank accounts and stuff, But they will start taking things that you own to get the money that's owed back to them until you pay what you owe. Like if you have a car, if you got like business property or something, you know, however way they gonna get their money, you know. And you don't want to be late with payments if you do find yourself in a situation where you have to pay them. You don't want to be late with it. You feel me? Because that's going to go on your credit report. You know, late payments and stuff like that. And that affects your credit score for when you're trying to get loans and stuff like that, which is what I talked about before we went to commercial. So my advice is, it's very important to pay your taxes. The only time you shouldn't be paying your taxes is if you're not working or the job that you have, you really didn't make that much in a year, so they can't really take nothing from you, or, you know, or try to say you owe much, because you ain't really made nothing. But it's always good to be on the receiving end for the IRS versus you having to pay them. Like, if anything, it need to be an overpayment. You need to be paying them more so they can send you a refund check. So they could send you the difference if you paid too much money. The IRS need to be sending you a check in the mail. You don't need to be sending them no check. That's why I said make sure that you're making good decisions when it comes to your money. You know, even if you might slip up here and there, just try your best to do what you say you're going to do, so you don't have to worry about nobody calling you. You ain't got to worry about no letters. You ain't got to worry about people charging you no penalties or nothing, because you on time with your stuff. And, you know, we know everything in the world costs money. We know that. But the things that don't cost money are the things that matter the most, like your peace, your joy, your happiness, loving people. That's the stuff that don't cost money. But let me tell you this. If you don't take care of the IRS gonna take care of you. Because you can't get in trouble for not paying your taxes. And you won't be as much as at peace as you will be if you made payments on time. So it's very, very important to report your earnings and your expenses at the end of the year, so you can see a little bit of check coming back, see a little bit of that cash flow coming back. You feel me? I don't care if you make thousands of dollars. I don't care if you make millions of dollars. I don't care if you make billions of dollars. I don't care what kind of tax bracket you in. Whatever tax bracket you in, that just tells you your level of living at the moment. But pay Uncle Sam, man, because the IRS ain't trying to hear that. Take care of your responsibilities so that you can live well, live free, live happy, all right? That's my time, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. Yeah, once again, I had to hold it down. You feel me? Because the crew, they off. And they don't be trying to help your girl out when they off and all that. But hey, man, I still get it done. I still love them. It ain't no love lost, you feel me? But we gotta do what we gotta do. You know what I'm saying? And remember this too. A takeaway that I would like for y'all to take away from the money test, because that is the title of the show. I want y'all to know that, you know, like I said before, we know things cost money. Everything that life essentials that we need costs money. We know God is the provider, but God is going to do what we can. We have to do what we can. He'll play the middle. He'll do the rest. We just got to do our part, right? So, like, as long as we doing our part, he going to do his part. But money ain't the ultimate goal, though. It's the time that you spent in doing what you're doing. It's the lives that you impacted by doing what you're doing and being the person that you are. Because when you up there partying in heaven, everything free anyway. So what you spending your money on? I just be trying to give y'all some logic, man. Keep y'all in the flow with me, man. You know what I'm saying? But this whole month, we gonna make sure we talking about your community, how you can help your community, what can happen, what can you do in your community that can help you make money, which also turns into wealth. We gonna be talking about time versus money, and we gonna talk about how y'all think about money, because that mind is a sharp tool, man. Your mind is money. You want to know how your mind is money? Because everything that you think about, you have the ability to do. So if you can create it, that means you can do it. That means whatever you create in your mind, it can become tangible in your hand. And if people love it, they gonna want to support it. Because one thing I know about being an entrepreneur is people buy into you before they buy into your brand or your business. They buy stuff because they like the vision that you have. You know what I'm saying? And people are going to pay for what they like. So the money going to come and the blessings going to come. The blessings going to keep flowing. But we got to keep being consistent and keep, you know, speaking positive things into the atmosphere, man. And God going to show off, man. God ain't just going to show off in your money. He going to show off in your life, period. You feel me? So that's how we ended in the show, man. Thank y'all for tuning into the Team Cool Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. And I'm going to play another record, man. We all love them dead presidents, but let's spend that green paper and those dead presidents wisely, all right? Let's go, Cardi. What you say, Cardi? We ending the show with Cardi today. Ain't that how she do it? It's the what? H-E-A-R-T, what? Pussy set back up. All you need is the green needle. Secret podcast show. Let's go right now. Right now. What? Let's go, Cardi. What you say?